was trying to get my new office furniture back to the station. I packed it well in town and had waited months to bring it out, waiting for the road to be graded and what have you. And I got home and my lovely desk, the top had vibrated off and the shelves on the bureau had fallen in and it was generally a mess. And that really got me going to do something about it. I know it's insignificant, but that was what prompted a bit of agitation.
When you found out that the Sandover Highway was to receive $6 million of Northern Territory Government funding for upgrades, what was your initial reaction?
Oh, I was elated. I thought, well, finally, something's happening. I was notified on the 30th, I think it was the 30th of May, and later that day I had a call from the NTCA to say that it wasn't actually being spent on the Sandover, just a small arterial road.
Well, tell us about that road. What do you know about it? What's the state of it now?
Well, the arterial road was, I think, 3 years ago. It was raised, resheeted, gravelled, rolled and drained. And I drove out there and it was a perfectly good road.
What's it used for?
There's a small clinic, 25 kilometres from Alpara, that needs to be shifted into Alpara, where the tens of millions of dollars have been spent on a bitumen airstrip and a new police station, store, where everything else is.
So what's your reaction generally, Catherine, to how the Country Liberal Party plans to spend the money allocated to the Sandover Highway?
Oh, it's just disappointment. It beggars belief, really, that it can be let get to this state.
Well, tell us more about that. How often is the Sandover graded and generally what condition is it in at the moment?
Well, it's graded probably three or four times a year and that's it. That's all they do. They've done a bit of resheeting up near Amaru, but that was never, well, it was a problem, but it was nothing like the problems south of Alpara. And by the time the graders get to the end of the Sandover, which usually takes them a week or 10 days, it's back to where, you know, it's just back to corrugations due to the heavy traffic load.
So the traffic load has increased from what you've seen over the last 5-10 years?
Absolutely. There's been all the works at Alpara, mining companies, and just servicing the communities from Lake Nash to Alice Springs. It's big. There's a lot of trucks go out, road trains going out loaded. And I passed 13 road trains. This is probably 3-4 years ago. It was a mining company, 11 triples and 2 rigs going to Agadagada, some exploration there. So that's the sort of traffic.
The condition of the Sandover, what are the economic consequences of that for Elkedra Cattle Station?
Well, the economic consequences are that some freight companies just won't use it. And those that do, obviously they have to charge a premium because of the destruction to their equipment, their road trains.
And you had some bulls arrive that had reacted to the state of the highway?
Yeah, they were very, very footsore and lame. They were bought stud bulls. So there again, it becomes becoming an animal welfare issue, really.
Are there also social costs involved as well?
Oh, absolutely. Teachers headed out here Wednesday week ago and got as far as Amaru, or got onto Amaru Station and decided to turn around and go back because they deemed the road too dangerous. You know, it's all really hard work now.